seems like run a bit a million years ago, but in fact it was just a twinkling of an eye the way things run around here. We brought you the greatest anagram of all time. It doesn't sound much of a boastful when you hear it, actually, isn't it? It was a good one, wasn't it, Al?
It was good, even better than the one that I've been sent here.
Go on then, what's the one you've been sent?
Britney Spears could convert to what? Presbyterians.
Is that really?
Yes,
Presbyterians?
It does.
That's very good. That's very good. I like palindromes a lot. And I've got a wonderful list indoors that I won't attempt to remember, except they're very, very complicated. But sometimes they don't have to be complicated. A wonderful palindrome is, he did, eh? That to me is a fantastic, he did, eh? That's a wonderful palindrome. The greatest anagram in the history of the world, in case you missed it, it deals with Shakespeare and says, in one of the Bard's best thought of tragedies, our insistent hero Hamlet queries on two fronts about how life turns rotten. I'll say that again. In one of the Bard's best thought of tragedies, our insistent hero Hamlet queries on two fronts about how life turns rotten. And that is an anagram of to be or not to be. That is the question, whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Now, that for me is genius, whoever sat down and figured that out, because not only is it makes sense, it's pertinent.